My friends, welcome. In a previous report, I shared a clip from Professor Yuval Harari, which declared that the state can now so effectively control the information reaching people, and thus people's thoughts and beliefs and actions, that there effectively is no such thing as free will anymore, that humans no longer even have a soul in the eyes of the technocrats. Today, I want to build on that and share a document from NATO and some quotes from a panel discussion about something they call cognitive warfare. This panel was just 2 weeks ago, and what we'll learn is that these ideas expressed by our Professor Harari are not just the words of some academic in an ivory tower somewhere. They are, in fact, warfare techniques that have already been developed and operationalized and deployed by NATO. And so let's take a look at that. I think this is important, and in a next video, I will show you some examples of just how cognitive warfare is being deployed to keep most people from even approaching topics like global warming or medical treatments. Just leave it there. Just to avoid those topics altogether, to associate them prima facie with extremism and racism and homophobia, you know, all of this nonsense, this big cauldron of stuff that they don't want people thinking about. And they're putting it out there and making these associations to keep people from even thinking about these topics. That's cognitive warfare. That is controlling how people think. Let's take a look at this document. I'm Christian, and this is the Ice Age Farmer broadcast. And NATO defines cognitive warfare as a new form of warfare, a battle for the brain of civilians. That's important. It's not just warfare against other militaries now. It is on entire civilian populations. So, quote from greatgameindia.com, who has a great write-up. I'll link to it below on their panel that they held 2 weeks ago. NATO is now spinning out an entirely new kind of combat it has branded cognitive warfare, described as the weaponization of brain sciences. The new method involves, again, hacking the individual by exploiting the vulnerabilities of the human brain in order to implement more sophisticated social engineering. Again, social engineering, information warfare, psychological operations, these are the techniques of yesteryear. It's been decades since Edward Bernays rolled out the freedom sticks and changed the way people thought about these things. Now this is an entirely new generation of techniques which incorporate nanotech, biotech, and all of this human hacking. Let's continue. The report from NATO explicitly states, quote, the objective of cognitive warfare is to harm societies, not just the military. So, entire civilian populations are now in NATO's crosshairs. And we read down here, now, again, the report, this one, from NATO itself, is a little bit understated, right? This is their public slides about their new techniques. They don't go into details about anything. But the panel discussion that they had 2 weeks ago is really quite something. It's really interesting just how candid these individuals are about the nature of their jobs. Because to them, it's their daily job, right? They just go to work, they've been doing this for years now, and of course we're working on cognitive warfare, and of course it's a weapon on everyone's brain. And we'll hear specifically from François Ducluso, a former French military officer who, back in 2013, kicked off the Innovation Hub for NATO and has been managing some of these cognitive warfare programs. In Ducluso's own words, cognitive warfare is, quote, right now, one of the hottest topics for NATO. Yeah, we're using it. It has become a recurring term in the military terminology in recent years. It's being currently developed by my command here in Norfolk. Really want to emphasize this. It's not academics talking about in the future, technocrats will be able to shape humans' thought. No, this is deployed already. NATO has already been hacking people's brains throughout the world. And again, I'll talk more about how that's being done soon. Cognitive warfare starts in the information sphere, but it goes well beyond that. In fact, it involves hyperconnectivity. Now that everyone has a cell phone, it goes with information, because information is the fuel of cognitive warfare, but it goes beyond any of these things. These are all standalone operations. Cognitive warfare overlaps also with big tech companies, with mass surveillance. It's all about leveraging the big data. And go figure, that's why all the push to big data over all these years, because it was a military strategy from the beginning. The internet always was straight from DARPA, right? We produce data everywhere we go, every minute, every second. We're online. It's extremely easy to leverage this data in order to better know you, and then use that knowledge of you to change the way you think. Huge emphasis on that. Again, it's not just the information that they're going to be feeding you bad stuff now. It's manipulating your brain at a biological level and with some of this social engineering. It's defined as the art, quote, of using technologies to alter the cognition of human targets. And he emphasizes that several times. It is changing the way people's brains work, the how they reach their conclusions, how they reason, or how they don't think critically at all. The technologies now incorporate the fields of NBIC, nanotech, biotech, information technology, and cognitive science. Altogether, it makes a very dangerous kind of cocktail with which we can manipulate your brain. Stick it all into a cauldron, along with some rat tails and bat eyes, and stir it up. And there you go. NATO now has their next generation cognitive warfare. You can see a depiction of it here on his PowerPoint. Information, data, cyber, nanotech, biotech, neural weapons, trust, which the World Economic Forum is all about right now. It's one of their big campaigns. Hybrid warfare, hyper connectivity. Yeah, they're telling you right there, cell phone is a weapon. So this is all within the domain of cognitive warfare. Duclouzel went on to explain that these exotic new methods of attack go well beyond information warfare. It goes well beyond psychological operations. It's not just, again, he makes this point over and over. It's not a fight about what you're thinking. It's a fight against the way you're thinking. It's disabling your critical thought and then making an enemy of anyone who introduces questions to you. Anyone that questions global warming. Anyone that talks about elections, anyone that wants to know if mandates might not be the best way to handle. No, those are enemies. Those are extremist viewpoints. They're racist, bigoted, MAGA, right wing. It's just they stick it all into a pot and they call it the enemy. And this is the way of changing how people are not even able to talk about those conversations anymore. They get triggered. This is NATO's strategy. They have disabled people's brains. And that's why some of the time when you go out and try and have a conversation, people just get triggered and attack you. They can't even handle it anymore. They are victims of cognitive warfare. Duclouzel continued, again, it's critical to understand it's a war on cognition, on the way brains process information and turn it into knowledge rather than just giving people information. It fundamentally changes people's brains. Cognitive warfare, again, it's not just another word for information warfare. It's a war on our brain. NATO has declared war on everyone's brain. It's extremely important for the military because it has the potential, by developing new weapons and new ways of harming your brain, to engage neuroscience and technology and many new approaches. We can be super creative here and really weaponize all of this science, really weaponize cognitive understandings. So this is a very important piece of the puzzle here. And I wanted to start this series at a very high level by stepping back and making this statement that yes, the state is at war with people's ability to think critically. I think that goes without saying. We can see it in the propaganda. We can see it in the way that they're lying to you in very obvious ways. Even the Soviet did that. All totalitarian governments have to tell lies and have to get their populations used to the idea that, well, we're just swimming in a sea of lies and it's all relative now. Who even knows? But this goes, as Duclouzel has told us many times in his own quotes, this goes well beyond that. And the biotech, nanotech components of cognitive warfare may remain invisible to us in this conversation, but we can rest assured they are also being deployed. So in a next video in this series, I will show you some specific examples of how cognitive warfare is being used to make enemies of anyone that even questions anthropogenic global warming. Just as they are making the case that anyone who even questions whether mandates are the best way to handle personal medical decisions, are extremists feeding in disinformation. This is how they are shaping the public's reaction to these critical questions, is by saying, whoa, those are radioactive topics. I'm not allowed to even think about those things. And if you are, you're a racist, terrorist, domestic extremist, yada, 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 right? Those are verboten. We're not allowed to have those conversations, beyond taboo, criminal thought crimes, okay? All of this is a result of the cognitive warfare strategies that, as they're now telling us, have been developed, operationalized, deployed for years now. A very hot topic within NATO. So I don't want to go any further in this first video because I think this stands on its own. This was a conversation about cognitive warfare, and in my next video, we'll build on that. I'll show you examples of how these techniques are being deployed now and how they are keeping people from reaching the truth, even as we are experiencing certainly the greatest awakening to the totalitarian craziness that's going on all around us in history. So let's leave it there. You can find this report and all my reports on iceagefarmer.com. You will not find this video on YouTube. You now need to come to iceagefarmer.com to find your way then to bitchute.com/iceagefarmer or odyssey.com/@iceagefarmer. That's where these reports will be kept. YouTube is just for reaching people, and of course some interviews on how to build soil and grow amazing food there. That's going to stay there. So thanks for watching. If you value this information, if you appreciate this broadcast, you can help me keep it running. There's a few ways listed to do that at iceagefarmer.com/support, and I very genuinely appreciate that. So thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, keep your brains clean of the propaganda, the social engineering, the information warfare, the psychological operations, and also the nanotech biotech that's being deployed all around us right now. We need to be thinking clearly and critically and having important conversations with the people around us. So I hope you'll look for part 2 coming soon, and thanks for watching. Be well.